to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to Resettled Radio, brought to you live. And that's Lucky Dube. I'm your host for the day, Galuakshul, and my colleagues, Yobi and Easy, on the way coming. Maybe held up in the traffic, they will be here shortly. And I will be entertaining you with music from every part of the world. Stay tuned. Yes, I'm back. I'm Galuakshul from Resettlement Radio. I'm bringing you all this live now from the studio. And thank you for tuning in. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Resettlement Radio, brought to you live by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. And my colleagues are on the way coming, and they will be joining me in the studio in a few minutes. While they are trying to do their best in the heavy traffic of Saturday, because in Auckland today we have a lot of traffic. We have huge traffic because we have some games going on, and the roads are so busy. When I was coming, I was also in the traffic, but I came early. So that's the best policy. You want to go to the place, plan early. So that's what served me in the day. And while my colleagues are on the way coming, I will be entertaining you with the music and some shout-outs and and some of the things that I will be saying to you. Okay, today I noticed that is the World Student Day. Back to the school. World Student Day. So is celebrated, I think, it's not a big day like Labor Day, which is coming on Monday, or the rest of the days, Memorial Day, or whatever that national day is. But it's one of those things, you know, you need to remember, because it reflects some of your journey you have gone through in life. Either you have been a student, or you have children that you have educated, put in a school, and you have been caring for them. So in whatever case, it has something to do with you. So a student day is something I can reflect on through as I look back into my life. You know, you will figure out, because in life there are some people who have been behind you. And there are people you can always remember because they have impacted your life. And that's the good thing about reflecting back to where you come from. So now, in my life as a student, it was not a good experience because I was born in a country affected by war. So basically, I was born in a civil war, raised in a civil war, and, you know, have done things also in civil war. I have started educating myself within the civil war. So all I knew in the rest of my life was a struggle. So education-wise, my journey in the education was not something, you know, attractive. It's always a challenge to me, and those challenges, you know, they always come. They always come to you, but it depends whether you would be trying to hang on to those challenges. You would face them, or you would let them go. But here in life, you have to face some challenges. This is something you cannot take away. And you cannot even run away from the challenges. If you run away from the challenges, it means you are not doing your job. You have to face them as they come. Every day, we face challenges every day. You might have kids that you sent to school. Then their school needs you to provide them with basic needs. Maybe school fees, maybe the uniform for the kids, or the contributions asked by the school for the parents to pay. It doesn't matter where you get them from. You have to fulfill your obligations as a parent. And those are the things you cannot even try to run away from. So if you run away from such things, it means you are not fulfilling your obligations. Now, getting such things or providing them to your child is one thing. You know, facing them as they are is another. So this is where the journey comes from, you know. Looking back in my case as a child, you know, raised in war, born in war, I did not have a good start of a school, because we used to learn under the trees and, you know, use my finger as a pencil, and then use the sand you know, the sand on the floor as a paper. So I have to use my finger to write A, B, C, D, or 1, 2, 3, 4, and then rub it, write it all over again. This for 5 years to 6 years, that's what I was doing to educate myself. So it's a challenge by itself. Who is writing with his hand nowadays? No. But because I wanted that knowledge, because I wanted to be educated like the rest of the kids I used to see, or rest of the people I used to see, so I have to take up that challenge. You know, I have to face it. My parents come from poor background, so, you know, and that's what kept me going, because I need to change some things. And if you want to make a difference, you have to move on, no matter what. Whether it's raining, you have to move in the rain, because you know tomorrow there will be sunshine. It doesn't matter how long the tomorrow takes, it will come. And that's life. You don't shy away from your responsibilities, and that's what it is. And all the time you have to do your bits. That's what life means. What you cannot, you know, what you cannot provide today, let it off, let it go. It's not your fault, but you don't have to stop searching for what you need to provide for your family, for your kids, for the school. It's part of your obligation, as I said earlier. So today is my my reflection on my journey in life as far as the school goes. And today is a World Student Day. And in the studio is my colleague, Izzy. Yeah, just join me. He's just come in. So I will play you a song, and we will come back and talk about a lot of other things. So the song that I'm going to play, it has a meaning. It has a deep meaning. And the person who is singing it is somebody born blind, and is somebody who did not even go to school. And he composed the song by himself. And imagine somebody who is born blind, does not see anything, and he's singing that song. And somebody also born in war, has never seen peace. So now when he sings, and then after that we will do the reflection on that, and yeah, stay tuned. Welcome to Resident Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. It's now full house. The guys are here, Izzy and
it's
Yobi.
Joey.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's so messy here in Auckland. So if you are in Auckland and you want to take a ride with a bus, so know where you go. Otherwise, you're going to get stranded.
Yeah, there's no train, guys. There's no train.
And especially if you are going for a wedding.
Yeah, you know.
And especially if you are the one with the wedding ring.
Oh my God. You want to show up after the wedding?
That's not a good experience. It's getting ugly. And it's going to be a long holiday. I was coming through Otahuhu and Papatoetoe. It's a lot of jam there. I don't know what's going on. Maybe
the
football.
Game. There's rugby game tonight.
Man, blowing their horns.
Fiji, Australia, one of them.
Tongan flags are everywhere.
Yeah, and I love that, you know.
And this guy was
really
telling
passionate.
Me, hey, do you want to have one? Yeah, give me one. And then I asked, well, what game is that? Which country? The flag.
Yeah, but, you know, the flag really look so vibrant with red color, because I heard that there was one news that they wrote about the entire house was painted red.
Yeah, it's in South Auckland, isn't it?
In South Auckland, yes.
Yeah, and then the council have to, like, come and repaint it, and they paint it again.
Oh, man.
I salute them, you know. Yeah. It's so honored to love the country.
We have been talking about today's day, World Student Day, and that's big, you know. And before we get into that, a brief story about, you know, the artist that was singing before. His name is Gordon Kong from the Republic of South Sudan. This guy was born blind. And he was born in a war and raised in a war, and he's now 40 some years old. And he is the one, you know, composed those songs, you know, by himself, somebody who's not seeing. And there was a time he was interviewed by one of the Canadian news agency, and then the lady asked him, now, somebody born in war and raised in war, now, how do you deal with that trauma? And see, you know, knowing the environment where you were, and he said, you know, the good thing about it, I was blind, because I could not see all those horrible things being done to other people. You know, I was waiting for my time to be killed, and that's it.
And be honest, that I do see that blind people have more visual perception, that they understand the world way better than we are. And they also value things way better than what we do, right? You know, and I like that how they are really passionate on their field, especially with music. They know how to wield the thing.
Yeah,
you know?
they are onto
it. You know, and the concept of, I like that, you know, when you have the thought about war, and facing a war is not easy, right? Seeing the adversity and being there is not an easy experience, right? And that's where, you know, that all of us in the research community, we are much more resilient with the concept that we seen what is worst.
Yeah, true.
Right? And nothing is worse than that.
True. And Man, it's not easy to be blind in a war-torn country. Don't know how we handle that. And now the guy has come to Australia. He came to Australia last year, and Australia gave him residency. It was sponsored by a Sudanese community to come and, you know,
perform
for the peace and all of that. And then, you know, Australia government decided to give him residency.
That's
very good, and he's doing a lot in the community. You know, that's good.
It's good that he bring in peace. You know,
So now with the World Student Day, you know, you cannot go to school. It's not your fault, but it's the fault of the environment. I remember in my day, some students would go to the class carrying guns.
Because it's happened to back in our country as well, you know, that we happen to had a student, you know, child warriors or child soldiers back in the time. It just because of the rebellion and need for the fight, and they didn't get a chance to be, you know, be able to get enrolled in education or pursue education, because the struggles in a balance is way harder. Right, and either way, they had to decide between whether they want to go to the school or they want to go for war. Right, and just because they are, you know, their family members are being killed and their parents are being raped and their sisters are being raped, so they cannot just, you know, stand or sit in a single square room on a wall and pretending that they are studying. Because worry a lot about
nothing in
the, there's nothing in them. And it's good to be acknowledging the students who has been going through hardship, and you are studying so hard, and you're being passionate to what to do and what your dreams are.
Yeah,
you know,
it's all about chasing your dreams. You know, I remember my I said that before. You know, during my first years as a student, as a child, it was not an easy one. I remember, very clearly, I used to sit under the tree. You know, use my hand to write on the sand. You know, in the heat, and we go early in the morning, and then by 10, everyone should go home because it's already too hot.
It is.
And then you wait for tomorrow.
And, you know, that's how the, you know, difference in education, both in New Zealand and back in our countries, you know, that we happen to have the, you know, the reality of education, which is, you know, I used to see myself being outside of this classroom. We don't even had classroom when I was we even been in kindergarten. Some of the basic school, my mother was a teacher, because my father was a teacher, so he was teaching in a very rural and low desired schools right back in the country. And they wouldn't have, you know, the facilities that we do have, but they had the most resilient students in the entire city, right? The best people who were, you know, the scorers and first class, you know, studying students and first class gamers and first class sports students came from that specific school. And I wondered that why it was. And all those students, they literally walk kilometers, and some people, they run to the school. They don't get, you know, public transport, or they don't have, you know, school services, you know, that they're taking them from their home to their school. They literally run for it.
Yeah.
They're good runners. Right? Because they are running every single day, you know, to kilometers to the school. Right? It's not easy to access school in low desired school, because in low desired area, you only had one school for
I remember in my time, we used to walk, you know, it was like an hour or something. Then it's like 2 hours back, you know. You go and come back, it's like 2 hours. And then, and again, you have to cross the river.
Oh, damn.
By swimming, and if the crocodile crosses you, that's good luck.
That's good luck. Take care.
And it's every day, Monday to Friday, and you have to do it every day. It doesn't matter whether it's raining or not. You have to do it.
Yeah, I still.
And you have to find a way how you can stay. How you can keep your clothes dry.
Yeah,
I remember we used to buy the plastic bag, and then you put your clothes in the box. And then you try to save them while you are swimming.
That's a good thing about, you know, education itself, because I even see myself valuing education by just remembering what our past were. You know, those, even though it was too long for us to walk, even though there's a lot of struggles to reach school, we still were going to the school.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any other option other than going to the school, becoming a doctor or engineer, or becoming someone who can get employed to. Right? Otherwise, you know, going back to our life is not harder from our background. But I was pretty lucky to have my mom and my father was educated. But, you know, most often, you know, kids who go to school in a low-desired area or in back in our countries, they wouldn't have parents who are educated, right? And having coming from an uneducated family was our biggest challenge, because you know that they don't know, the parents don't know how to support the child, and they don't know the system, how the education works, right? They don't know where to intervene and how to train and whether to put the child for a violin class or music class or how to help the child. Right, and this is also something similar to resettlement community, even in New Zealand, is they do struggle literally with everything to understand how the education system works. Right?
Yeah.
And I do like the way that, you know, Ministry of Education open up their NCA open talks or the parents talk. I think it was one of them were run by ARCC itself, that they were there to run it. Education counseling session for parents to know what the education systems were. And it's vital for, you know, every parent. If you are listening to the radio, just make sure you pop in with the ARCC and just ask the question that have a good understanding about how education system works in New Zealand. What does the credits mean? And what does it they do within the level 1, level 2, level 3 NCAs? And how that's accumulated towards a degree? And what does the entry requirements for a degree that your child wanted to do? Right, but I thought that it's a good start. If you want to start, use the Course and Careers Day or open days happening at university. Go with your child and explore, right, and find out that what your child wanted to do. If they wanted to do that program and see what they need, yeah, right?
It's not
and
about what you want them to do; it's about what they want to do.
Yeah.
Because sometimes if you say that they want to be in performing art, you tell them to be an engineer. And they might not pass it because they're not passionate about it. Because if they choose what they want to do, then they will just pass it like it's nothing. So
yeah, because if you tell them what you want them
to be, not what they want to be.
Yeah, so that's like you are.
So that's problem with like most of the African parents. They want their kids to be like doctors, engineer.
Hey, your kid would be like, I want to be a police officer.
What?
Police
officer. But the good thing with New Zealand education system is, you know, at universities you can choose more than one paper, right? I do know an engineer who also does arts. And I asked him why, because he said that he wanted to be a, you know, professional electrical engineer who does know how the lighting works and it can be used for artistic works, right? And he said that it can be used in architecture, right? The future interior designers, they are looking into technologies that can advance lighting system at houses. So I was like, oh, this is so cool. Right? Why can't you be bored? Because there is no limit to what you can study and what you can do.
Yeah.
Right? Combine with your passion and think about what you wanted to do really, and just pop in and talk with your parent, you know, and have a chat with them and let them understand that what the education system is. You know, being
cool.
A student is harder, but make sure you're healthy and studying healthy, because it's, you know, it's going to be exam soon for everyone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And don't just panic, but be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared.
Yeah.
Okay, this is R. Kelly. I Believe I Can Fly, and then we'll come back. Stay tuned.
But now I know the meaning of true love. I'm leaning on. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. See, I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first
just I know it starts inside of me. Oh, oh, if I can see it, then I can be it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. Oh, I believe I can fly. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it, then I can do it.
I can do it.
If I just believe it, there's nothing to.
Welcome to Resonate Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. Today is Saturday, October the 20th, 2018.
Yeah, it's and a long weekend. Long weekend. We're talking about what trips that we're going to hold.
It's going to be long, eh?
Yeah, it is going to be long. And, you know, you guys know the Deepavali is happening tonight. I hear this happening tonight. And the New Zealand Defense Forces was performing. It was like published on the Facebook. The New Zealand Defense Forces. They did the performance for Diwali.
Is performing doing what?
They were doing dancing.
Oh man!
Yeah, and that's what we were talking about. Some of the Europeans were performing Indian dance.
Are you sure they're not gonna bring their guns in?
Yeah, I'm sure. But you know that Indian Bhangra also involve the shotgun because they fire gun when they do the Bhangra in the end of it. Because I was wondered why this was a very different to New Zealand Bhangra, which is the real Indian Bhangra. And why? Because they also have the firing during Indian wedding.
Oh, okay.
Right? So they do just that firing on the top. And it was also prohibited after a period of time because, you know, when you fire a gun to the top, what does it do? The bullets come back.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
It hits your head.
Yeah, you know.
Sometimes they don't shoot with the bullet. I've seen it when in my brother's
It's rubber bullet.
Yeah, then it would be nice if they do.
But sometimes you never know. That might be a live bullet.
Oh, yes.
You see your enemy in the wedding and you just
shoot. Yeah, but it's good, you know. know, to see New Zealand defense.
It's, you know, be engaging in culture.
Yeah, it's part of the society.
Yeah, because they are normal human as well. You know?
Yeah, it's because we admire other things, but we don't admire who is protecting us.
That's very important. Crazy. Not having that complexity of, because that's how I do feel that, you know, that's more easier to talk with a policeman or, you know, or a military in New Zealand is way better compared to just the other countries. In here, just say, and we'll call, you know, hi, Kiara, how are you? And they will just, you know, wave you back and they can dance with you.
Right? We don't chill with police.
We are so chill with police. I happen to see some, you know, someone, I heard that one of my friends, he asked the policeman to, you know, bring him a hot coffee. Because he was hungry, because he was having a, you know, the dull day, and he wanted a coffee, and then he ring the 911, you know,
okay, now we are changing. If next time, if I get a ticket, you remember the coffee?
Remember my face?
Yeah, I remember my face. You know, don't say I don't know this guy.
It was curious as well because you know that the kids in US were calling the 911 and they are asking police officers whether they can come to their house.
Yeah.
And there was, you know, they even videoed it how the police officer, they came to the house to surprise for the birthday. Because they did the birthday invitation. Oh. It was like so cute.
That's so cute, eh? Oh, man.
And it's totally an International Students Day. And we were talking about good things because we don't want you to depress.
We don't want depression. We don't want depression. There are so many ways to get away from depression. And especially if you are from the resettlement community, there are a lot of things going on now, happening. We have Myanmar Goniye. They have a fundraising party that will start at 6 p.m. today at Myanmar Community Hall.
Oh, damn.
So you just pop in and, you know, see if you can get in there.
Enjoy culture,
there's a lot of food there, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, spend your time like that because it's really good to see different colors and different cultures, learning.
Different learning.
And use the time, you know, these are like free events, to be honest.
Yeah.
Right, and these events, you know,
And Monday, too, is going to be Zoe and Zomi, both are Burmese communities. So on Monday, they will have a harvesting festival.
Oh,
harvest festival.
Others, I love food now.
Yeah. Hey, Pierre, we miss you, man.
Yeah,
we are talking about food in the studio.
And it's also free food at some time, you know. I get to be, you know, I was offered a lot of baklava, you know. And I was like, I love this food now.
Food, you know, can connect people,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's so amazing.
Always.
And if you're depressed students, if you feel, you know, so bad about your exam, you're not prepared, and just spend these 3 days, relax. And also research says that if you take rest before exams, you will do way better compared to the students who are studying all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And take rest and take break because it's good for your brain to just take a break and not take a stop and think about what to do next.
Yeah. You know, it's a type of, you know, refreshing your brain and, you know, getting it ready for the big day. You know?
Yeah. And we are going to be sharing with you some tips of to overcome your struggle with studying.
Yeah.
You know, we know it's exam time.
And
I know you said
if you are doing exam,
Oh, you have
Yes, it's going to be on November and December, sir.
So you have enough time to study.
I'll be graduating in like 1 week, so.
Oh, jam.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good.
It's like if you have this exam, you know, when they come, like, maybe 4 pages, 3 pages, and if you read from first number to the last one in the first page, you don't recognize anything. You turn the page over, you don't see anything that you know. Please don't walk out.
I'm not the type of student that like gets scared of the papers. I'm not the type of student that study the whole night. I would just, before the exam, I would just open and then see one page of the book that I was studying and then just go and do the exam. But
yeah. And one has his own strategy, you know. It depends on what is working.
Yeah.
What is working? Has his own.
Yeah. What is working? Just take it.
Yeah. When I study, if I study, I don't do well. Like, I get like stressed and I'm this is wrong and this.
For me, I always study, and then when it comes to exam, just do the revision and then that's it.
Yeah, and remember that when you go to exams and you feel that you can't answer the question, just write a love letter.
I was
correcting some of the students' paper, and there was one student, he wrote a nice poem to the teacher, and I was like, oh, this is a pure love letter. Be honest, if you don't know the answer, write it. At least get a 2 marks.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You know, there's teachers who
But you know the bottom line. Don't walk away, man. That's so embarrassing to yourself, you know.
But, you know, you can't walk away without writing anything and they said not assessed.
I remember very well. I think it was my 3rd year, and then we were taking this accounting class. And it was so hard, I'm telling you. And one guy in my left, I can see he only wrote his name and he got out.
Oh, yeah. And it's also feel bad when, you know, because I don't know whether I do well on my exam, but I used to write a lot during my exams.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And whenever I do write a lot, the guy next to me, he will just poke his eyes and he was like, oh, what the hell this guy was doing? Do I need to write like that? And I was like, all right, I know how they feel.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need to write like that. But, you know, just write what you know. You don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know they say as long as you put something that's better than none.
Yeah, as long as they see you, you cover the
points. At least there's attempt in there.
Even one sentence would do. As long as makes sense to the Christian that they ask.
And then you will be asking.
Five pages of one Christian's answer. They just want to see a little part of it. See, the examinations, they don't read everything.
They just read
one line and then, this guy understands, and they mark, and then they go to the next question. So
yeah, but that's
the point
of
writing like five pages, and then they just mark one part.
One paragraph.
And then we used to have this technique that, you know, if you are in uni, pick an old professor, an old guy, because they don't bore you with all these long papers and all of that, and they don't give you all these wrong things. You know, they are at least fair enough.
Yeah,
this one
experience.
Yeah, and this way, and then we have this old professor. He would be like, everything should be in detail. This is one of the guys we did not even talk about.
It happened to be last year, though. You know, one of the papers that they corrected more for English compared to the content. I wrote what they wanted to, but there was grammatical mistakes. And she was like, Joby, you have serious grammatical issue. I was like, am I taking English class paper right now?
See, like,
what?
Yeah, like, if you even fail your exam, you still, like, go forward.
Go
with
for
the
it,
year.
Yeah.
But when I was in Sudan, if I fail one test, they put me 1 year low.
Yeah, that's what I am. Yeah, that's
so
what we went through.
I try my best not to fail anything.
Not to fail. And when you try your best to be in the top 10, you're the man.
You're the man.
Oh, my God.
everybody knows you.
Yeah.
Now it's a top 10. Oh, man. It's like a big thing.
Yeah, but it's also important that you don't need to be, you know, the number one, right? You can be even number 10. You can be even number 12. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, the study found that the people who are not doing well, right, who are on the lowest side, you know, they are like literally in their, you know, passing grades.
Mm-hmm.
They are doing way better with their employment and their career compared to those who did very well.
Yeah.
Right, and they got A pluses and stuff.
Yeah.
Why it is? Because those who get like pass grades, they worked well on their life. You know what I mean? Because those who did a lot with A pluses, they didn't have any extra curriculum. Right? They didn't have any sports. They don't have any leadership opportunities. They never been engaged with communities. They didn't have a lot of friends. Right? They didn't have a lot of social networks. So that they can get jobs. Right? Most of them, that's what the study says. So just focus on a lot of things that just maintain your studies as well as do other extracurriculum, right? Mm-hmm. If you're even a poker player, if you are even a chess player, just make sure you do so. Even you are a good runner or sports person, do that so. Because it's found that it's also healthier to do stretch works. Don't sit too much when you study, right? Be healthy when you are doing, you know, preparation for your exam.
Yeah.
Just be healthy with it, you know? Just don't sit too long. Just get a run and ask your friend for competition. Right, you know, if you want, just get ice cream.
just take it easy. You know, this is one of the days you have to face what your knowledge, you know, self-check.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. And you don't have to run away from it, you know. It's like you have a goal to achieve.
Yeah, you have the passion to be achieved.
Yeah.
And just make sure, I mean, I'm also doing something next week just for, you know, all the students back in uni, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just offering them an ice cream. So if you are stressed, just, you know, just send a message to your LCC. I will pop in with an ice cream.
Yeah, just say, hey, right? I need your big ice cream. Make sure it's not melting.
Because I was worried about it, and I talked to one of the guys to store in the fridge. So he just, you know, he works at
the... So where's the ice cream going to be?
So it's going to be at uni or even at schools. If you're at schools that you are stressed about exams, just tell me, you know, I will pop in with an ice cream and give you some tips so that you can be more prepared for your exams.
Okay.
And be an efficient learner, right? And be healthy.
Sweet.
And don't cheat yourself.
Don't cheat yourself.
But it's really hard to cheat in New Zealand.
Don't be like, let me...
But trust me, there is high tech that you can cheat, right? There was one guy, he literally... See, we just check your all the arms and physical thing because it's a violation that guys, you know, discriminating by touching someone.
Yeah, yeah.
They won't touch you if you just put your whole clothes into it.
Someone posted in the Facebook today, and there are three guys sitting in the front, and one, I think they are doing an exam. One guy is holding a cell phone, you know, hiding it, trying to check some answers and writing them. The other guy in the left is copying.
Oh, shit.
From this guy.
Shit.
And the other guy in the far right is copying from the other guy that was copying from this guy.
Oh, shit.
So the question is, who should be punished?
See, but when you're doing the NCAA levels exams, there will be like three or four teachers from other schools from NCAA assess you. So, like, it's really hard to cheat. You can't look around. You can't even move your desk. As long as you move, they'll be like, whoa, what are you doing?
But, you know, there was one student, he did a high-tech cheat. He was, like, literally had a CRC. You know that the computer monitors, then you have two frames, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So he literally had one frame on his, you know, on his glasses and also one frame on his watch, right? His watch was not look like a smartwatch, but he's literally a smartwatch because they removed the, you know, the upper layer of the monitor, right? So that he can look, it's only visible to his glass.
Oh, man.
So if you look normally, it just looks like a normal watch.
But nowadays, man,
right?
You cannot trust anything.
It looks like a not working watch.
Nowadays, you cannot trust anything with this technology.
No. Yeah, the technology is improved, you know.
Even the eye glass might be, you know, picking some answers.
Yeah, because they do have the Google glasses. You know, the hollow glasses?
Yeah, yeah.
Right now, they have a small computer in your glass.
You like being in the front and I'm in the back. I just put on my Google thing, you know.
Yeah, and they also look at the question and they just give it the solve like that.
Because they can read the, you know, the words from your script very easily, and they are very much artificial intelligence.
And you're just writing what you're seeing, you know, and then they'll be like, oh,
you can, you know, write the answers for it. And you can even have auditory impulses, you know, that the small, you know, tech that they do bring, you can put in your ears, and then a friend could help you from outside, and you just read your, you know, the questions you say, or that one, or you can tap three times, you can make a quote, right, or just, you know, snap in. Or you can do something to just, you know, auditory transmissions.
Oh, the world is getting crazy, man.
Yeah, it's getting crazy with how you can cheat. But don't do cheating, though, you know. Just, you know, it's not worth it.
If you feel that
you can't do the subject, just, you know, go and talk to a teacher and tell them that, you know, I feel bad, I couldn't do well, but I really wanted to do well, right? And, you know, even if you couldn't do well in NCA, you do have good programs at the university for school leavers, right? You can do New Start programs, so you can do foundation programs. You do have certificate programs that you can be, you know. And don't worry too much, don't depress yourself. If you need ice cream, just send us a message, right? Yeah, so it's a Kiki here. Yeah, sorry, you know, just listen to the song.
We will be back.
Yeah, we will be back. Just keep yourself healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm down for you always. But the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options, cause I've been going off and they don't know when it's stopping. And when you get to top and I see that you've been learning, and when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always. JT, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. And I'm down for you always.
Bad bitches and we kissing in a wave, kissing, kissing in a wave, kissing, kissing in a wave. I need that black card in the cold to the safe, cold to the safe, cold, cold to the safe, safe. I show 'em how to network, but that Netflix and chill. What's your network?
Cause I want you and I need you, and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you, down for you, down for you always.
Me.
Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I'm
skate and smoke. Right. Now let me see you. 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 Now let me see you.
Trap, trap money, Benny. This shit got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it.
Yeah, we are back online. Is ARCC Resettle Radio is 104.6. It's Planet FM. You are listening to today's International Students Day.
Today is Saturday, the 20th October, 2018. And it's so good outside.
The year's running.
Oh, man. It's zero, yeah, man. Don't you know, it's already into the year.
last time when we celebrated the New Year 2000, yeah. They said that's the end of the world. People were throwing stuff away and all that.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard that in 2012, though.
And we stay up all night.
2012.
Yeah, I hit it in 2012.
That's like I was living life. That's when I came to this country.
Yeah,
that's feel like risky. I came here yesterday.
Yeah, it's just feel running like that. Yeah, true. The time is like pretty fast nowadays. Yeah, I became older every single day. Shit. Yeah.
I go and look at my old photos and look at me now. I feel like, how am I even growing that fast? Like, how is this even possible?
But you know, that's what matters with your life. Life is short, you know. As a student, it's really hard to study. Enjoy it the most, and you do the Kiki challenge. You know, if you happen to feel depressed, get your friend outside and say, "Let's do a Kiki challenge."
Yeah, there's new challenges came out. You know, just do the takeoff challenge. You know,
see, I'm too old for it.
Anything that makes you happy, you know, as long as you're not harming anyone else. Yeah, so that's good. You know, do something that's exciting.
I'm gonna do a lot, like, you know, next week. I'm just thinking of, you know, going to my students, you know, the computer section. If I do someone who is stressed, I'm just gonna stand up and say, "Who is stressed here? I'm gonna be giving you an ice cream."
You're gonna make people run away. Who's this crazy guy? That's Jobitan.
That's Jobitan. Yeah. Yeah, I have to introduce myself. I would like to say, I'm Jobitan, the ice cream man.
Ice cream man.
Ice cream man.
That's a song name, Ice Cream Man, you know.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, by Tiger.
Yes, see, I should play that background music, you know. Have that music pump up and ask people to dance.
It's not
pump
clean.
The volume.
Yeah. The song is basic, but it's not clean. So.
And we're going to be like very soon that we're going to be doing our live show. You know, we just trying to figure it out that we are might be doing our live shows up here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you know,
because we're trying not to make it like a boring thing, you know.
Yeah,
we're not boring you. Hey, if you have got some topics to talk about, let us know.
Yeah, and just send us on the comment what you think, you know.
Just go to our Facebook and let us know, you know. We want to hear from our listeners, you know.
Yeah, and we wanted to, you know, run the live show that you could just, you know, literally see us. And if you do see us on the road, just, you know, tell us that you guys
would
are famous.
Be like, no, I don't know these guys.
That's happened to me as well. At some time that, you know, people do, you know, see you on the TV, and when they do see you without the beard, and they say, I might know you, but I might see you, but I might show you somewhere.
I know you look different.
Yeah, you look
people
different.
People are not recognizing me at school right now.
Oh, man.
I had dreads and I cut my hair, right?
Oh, shit.
Every time the teachers be like, oh, we got a new student in class. And then everybody was like, huh?
Who is that?
Miss, it's me, it's Dean. We're like, oh my God, you look so young. Oh my God, look at you.
Oh, yeah, it's Dean.
Yeah. Crazy, man.
All right. So don't miss on the 26th October. There will be a big gathering there, a big event. There will be a research launch, a report, you know, coming from the research from the men from refugee background. It's all about the challenges the men face, you know. It's men are some of these human beings being ignored, you know. They are not in a vulnerable category. Yeah. So, yeah, you will hear a lot of things, you know. They have their own challenges too.
I think it was because I read about it that it's the first research about men's background, and that's something that amazes me because there is a need for it to understand both gender, and we do talk about it. We also accept, you know, there is a need for women leadership and women empowerment, and there is also a need for men healthiness, because, you know, we do see that the loneliness also affect men as well on the other side, and men also suffer from healthcare issues and healthcare needs, and most often, you know, they don't get provided with their proper mental health, because that's what the mental health statements were. Men were more affected by, you know, rather than the woman itself. And it's a truth. So, you know, just looking at the research would, you know, give ERCC a lot of information, even other official and other institutions, a lot of knowledge about what that can be done in the future, because the country is going to be going bigger. We're going to having a biggest resettlement category, because we are going to be getting more people coming to New Zealand. And, you know, by knowing more, it better, right? Yeah. Because we would be more active and we would do a lot right ahead.
Yep. So do not miss 26 October.
Yeah, just remember the date, you know.
Remember the day. And
next week.
It's going to be Western Springs Community Hall, Community Center. So just look it up, Western Springs. You just go to our Facebook and ARCC Facebook, and then you will see all the contacts.
You will find all the details.
What time?
It's going to be 5.
At 5.
5 p.m.
So Friday, 5 p.m.
Yeah, Friday, 5 p.m.
5 p.m. Just remember the date.
From 5 to 8.
And if you're an international student...
Free food. That's free food. Free food. Oh, man.
Yeah,
ethnic food.
Show up, guys.
Show up, man.
Free bag.
That's what you need.
Yeah. So, yeah, be good. And
be healthy. Yeah. Don't depress. And study good for exam. Yeah. Best wishes, guys.
Yeah, bye-bye. Baba bubu kempomulo Akalero kansonga Bakuye ni mumundu ya chigoma Sagala nyombo Kuwange inusawa ya nungo Bagange sagala nyombo Inusawa ya chikiri Mwama seme